of nurturing creation, the earth creature began to consume it, own it, abuse it. The human story of violence towards the creatures, the animals, the plants, the trees, became the dominant plot line of history. And with violence towards the earth came the grief of God, the tears of God over creation and the earth creatures that God had helped in. It was God's grief over the injustice that humanity was inflicting on the earth that precipitated the judgment of the flood. It was God's grief over the suffering of Israel as migrant workers in Egypt forced to build storehouses to hoard the free abundance of the earth that prompted to creation to go haywire and plagues. It was God's grief over the people Israel who didn't give the land its Sabbaths and turned the land into a commodity to be stolen from those who cared for it with affection that precipitated the exile. Paul tells us that not only does creation groan with longing as it waits to be set free from its bondage, but that the very Spirit of God joins and most groans, giving voice to the grief of God once more. Again and again in the story, God is devastated by the injustice, violence, and abuse that the land endures at the hands of disobedient humanity. This is not a new story. restoring our relationship with creation, and in so doing, restoring our relationship with the Creator. And how we engage in that reconciliation is shaped by our participation in the life of the Messiah, the one who calls us to be a servant of all and to give our lives for the sake of what we hold most dear. That calling that we are given in Genesis to serve and observe the creation, usually that's translated to tend and keep, but a better translation is to serve and observe, because it's only in observing the creation that we know how to serve it. That calling is echoed in Jesus' words in our gospel reading, where authority and greatness, where dominion are found in service. Service to creation, a ministry of reconciliation, the two are intertwined as the story goes forward. We know that we are followers of Jesus if service is how we exercise authority. And we know we are followers of Jesus if new creation springs up in our wake. So what then does it say about who we are when creational destruction, not creational renewal, is our legacy? What does it say about our own healing if the waters of healing are not flowing through creation? What does it say about our reconciliation with the Creator if we are not serving the reconciliation of creation? You see, here's the thing. If we truly desire to live into our calling as earth creatures, if we truly share the grief of God over the destruction of creation, if we truly desire to be the servants of creation, if we truly desire to engage in the ministry of reconciliation that results in creational renewal, then we will be willing to engage in the hard work of reconciliation. Because such renewal is hard work. When Jesus says that the Son of Man came not to be served but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, he wasn't calling us to anything less than that. Reconciliation and service require sacrifice, the giving up of the life that results in death. And that sacrifice will require more from us than we can ask or imagine, which is why Paul calls us to that ministry of reconciliation as a community. Throughout the scriptures, reconciliation is only possible when a community together makes covenant to be the image bearers of the Creator. Only when a community is empowered by the groaning Spirit to be a people of service and healing. And it is as a community that the discernment necessary to begin the hard work of reconciliation will take place. Only as a community can we discern what is needed to help us give up those things that cause death to the plants, the animals, and the land around us. Only in a community of fellow image bearers will we find the courage to explore what energy descent will mean for all of us. Will it mean just stopping many things? Just stopping the use of clothes dryers, dishwashers, microwaves? Will it mean we just stop flying, going on cruises, using single-use plastic? Only in a reconciling community will we be able to sacrifice these things for the renewal of creation. Only in a reconciling community will we be able to do the hard work of reconciliation with indigenous peoples, reconciliation necessary for the renewal of the land. Only in a reconciling community will we have the powerful voice to demand of our leaders that our whole way of life needs to just stop, reset, begin again at a place of renewal. creation. That's who we were called to be. The Bible is the book that helps us discern what that looks like. Maybe we should be exploring that more. And even as we go about the hard, sacrificial work of discerning the details, our story continues to call us forward into a vision of reconciliation, into a vision of earth creatures who serve the creation, into a vision where the renewal of creation means the healing of our illnesses and the healing of the grief of God. The only question we face is this: how will we live into that vision? How will we together become the servants of creation? How will we live as ministers of reconciliation? How will we become the people whose lives